This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
For 40 years, Ron Parkinson and his family have made precious memories at their cottage on Cedar Lake in Halliburton County. He and his neighbors do all they can to protect the health of their lake, including taking water samples twice a year. The samples are then sent to a lab in Dorset to be analyzed as part of the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks Lake Partner Program. But now the program is in jeopardy, as the ministry hasn't yet renewed its funding. And Parkinson is worried.
We've been doing this for 30 years, apparently, and they haven't gotten any confirmation yet. And they're looking for the 5-year agreement to continue planning. And if this is not renewed, and this is probably not a huge amount of money, it's dependent on the testing quality in that. But it's a lot of volunteers that are doing this work. And it means a lot to the lakes, as you know, over 600 lakes and 900 sites that monitor our lakes. And I can tell you from a Cedar Lake perspective, which is a very small lake, 26 cottages on it. We've always been passionate about this. We've been doing lake stewarding since the time began. And now we're even expanding more because there's so many other things that are affecting our environment. So this lake protection is very important, and plus more things that are coming out too, invasive species and things like that too.
Parkinson and his organization, Highlands East Lake Properties, or HELP, have launched an email writing campaign to Premier Doug Ford, MECP Minister Todd McCarthy, MPP Halliburton Kawartha Lakes Brock Laurie Scott, and MP Halliburton Kawartha Lakes Brock Jamie Schmale to draw attention to the need for continued water quality monitoring through the Lake Partner Program. He's hopeful the message will resonate and that the program will be funded for another 5-year period.
It's a political process, which is not fast, not quick at responding. So to do that. So I think with the government right now is we're sending messages out to them. Hopefully they listen. And you know what? They knock on the doors when they want to be elected. We really need them to come to the table.
Leslie Lavender, CEO of the Federation of Ontario Cottagers Association, or FOCA, as it's known, says the Lake Partner Program is vital to monitoring the health of lakes in Ontario.
It's a 30-year program. It first started in 1995. The Lake Partner Program is incredibly valuable because it is the longest and largest standing volunteer-based water quality monitoring program in Ontario. So it's providing critical long-term data on the health of our lakes. It helps to track changes over time due to things like climate change, development, nutrient loading, and this data is used by scientists, municipalities, planners, lake associations, et cetera, to make informed decisions about lake management and protection, of course. So it helps keep our lakes healthy for current and future generations, which is what FOCA is all about. The Lake Partner Program is providing free water sampling kits and the subsequent analysis to over 600 lake stewards across Ontario. So the sampling kits measure key water quality parameters that are closely associated with algae blooms, lake salinization, and overall lake health.
Given the recent provincial election, Lavender says FOCA understands that the Lake Partner Program funding agreement might be delayed, but says FOCA is doing all it can to ensure MECP hears the voices of property owners who want the program maintained.
You know, we're absolutely concerned. We're trying to be understanding. We understand that, you know, we have had a provincial election. There are new ministers in place. We are understanding of, you know, some of the situation there. But we have been without a signed agreement since the end of March. And now that is putting the 2025 sampling season data at risk. We heard from volunteers this week who have already done some of their spring sampling and mailed in the samples back to the lab for testing, but we don't yet know if we have an agreement to continue the program. I am hopeful and optimistic that our partners at MECP also feel the importance and the value of this program, and that, you know, our voices will be heard by those who control the budget.
Canoe FM reached out to MECP for a comment on the Lake Partner Program funding, and a media spokesman said, quote, "The program has not been canceled, and we intend to work with our partners to implement renewed agreements for the 2025 season," end quote. No dates for the finalization of the MECP funding agreement were provided, however. For more information on how to take part in the email writing campaign, contact Ron Parkinson at cedarlakeclca@gmail.com.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.